Hi there, I'm Austin Kim with these top stories here on Newsy. The Biden administration is issuing vaccine requirements for long-term care workers who participate in Medicare and Medicaid programs. The president made that announcement today while giving an update on the U.S. COVID response and vaccination program. And he also called on schools and states to require masks in the classroom and urged all Americans to get vaccinated.
There are people who are dying and who will die who didn't have to. So please, if you haven't gotten vaccinated, do it now. Do it now.
And this morning, the White House's COVID response team announced all Americans who took the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines should get a third dose. They say a booster shot is needed 8 months after your second shot. The booster shot rollout plan is set to begin the week of September 20th. Health officials stress, however, it will only go on after the FDA reviews the safety and efficacy of a third dose. And they're still determining whether the single-dose Johnson & Johnson shot needs a booster as well. Officials at the Pentagon and State Department say they are ramping up evacuations out of the airport in Kabul. The Pentagon said 5,000 people have been evacuated so far, and the priority remains getting U.S. citizens out, along with Afghans who help the U.S. military. But officials did not elaborate on how people could get to the airport, with reports of some having a difficult time getting through roads controlled by the Taliban. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin tried to reassure the public the U.S. is working to evacuate as many people as possible.
Now, all of this is very personal for me. This is a war that I fought in and led. I know the country, I know the people, and I know those who fought alongside me. And as I said, we have a moral obligation to help those who helped us. And I feel the urgency deeply.
Now, other countries are also evacuating their citizens, as well as Afghans who want to leave. The Italian government said this military flight was carrying 85 Afghans out of the country. And the UN said it is temporarily moving a third of its Afghanistan-based staff to Kazakhstan because of the volatility in the country. More help is arriving in Haiti, a country devastated by two natural disasters in 3 days. The U.S. Coast Guard arrived with 80 members to help with the humanitarian effort after a major earthquake hit the country. Hospitals are overwhelmed with workers trying to set up tents to help thousands of injured Haitians waiting for care. Rescue efforts were hampered by a tropical storm that passed through earlier this week. More than 1,900 people are dead and nearly 10,000 are injured. I'm Austin Kim, and this is Newsy.